Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We've talked a lot about the number of people now that have decided that it's not a matter of really debating any longer, okay, vaccination, not vaccination. I think... And there might be a few persuadable people out there at this time, but most people seem pretty locked into their positions. I've stated my position to take it seriously, to research, to take into account your medical history, current condition, talk to your doctor, doctors, and then you're going to have to make up your own decision. Now, with that said, we're told we might lose half of the police department in Chicago. We're going to lose thousands and thousands of military personnel because they don't want to go along with the mandate. Again, I'm not discussing whether or not it's the right or wrong decision to get the vaccine or not. We've discussed that ad nauseum here. The question is, these people have decided, teachers, military personnel, police, nurses. This drives me crazy. Nurses and frontline medical care workers, the very ones that risk their lives every single day in the middle of the worst of COVID, many of whom got COVID themselves and have natural immunity and were diving on COVID grenades and their work environment was a COVID petri dish, and they're now leaving. San Francisco has put nearly 200 unvaccinated first responders on leave while crime is surging in the city. Nearly 40% of California state workers are unvaccinated despite Newsom's order. What are we going to do when the military starts quitting en masse? And then they're talking about, well, we're going to do this in a way that they just don't seem to care. I don't think they realize the impact, especially with if you think things are bad with the supply chain now, they're only going to get worse. It's going to be an unmitigated disaster. By the way, if you want to know where vaccine hesitancy comes from, yeah, the Bidens were caught violating their own D.C. mask mandate at a posh Georgetown restaurant. What a shocker there. Just like Gavin Newsom, just like Nancy Pelosi, just like pretty much every liberal Democrat, the governor of New Jersey. I mean, it's amazing how hypocritical people are. You know, Fauci, people against me are against me when truth becomes inconvenient. Oh, okay. You've been so accurate on every aspect of this, Dr. Fauci, so forthcoming about the origins of the coronavirus, so forthcoming about what you knew about gain of function. Anyway, NBC even fact-checked his fear that college football games would be COVID super spreaders. That never happened. The only super spreader is Biden's border disaster with a high rate of COVID positivity. A Washington trooper signs out for the last time, tells Governor Inslee he can kiss my ass. And it's, you watch, this is now a movement. And what impact this is going to have on the economy, I don't know. Chicago police's vaccine mandate, you know, threatens discipline, firing for noncompliance. But yet, you know, day after day, the bar keeps shifting and things keep moving. Nobody wants to even discuss or debate natural immunity. Well, why wouldn't they at least want to look at the science of this? Seems like the next push is going to be 5 to 11-year-olds getting fully vaccinated. I don't know. I've yet to, Linda, we should look at the science. I've not seen that this has been the biggest problem, 5 to 11-year-olds getting COVID-19. Have young children gotten it? Yeah. Matter of fact, I know people whose kids have gotten it. And their symptoms were like zero in almost every case that I heard of. Again, anecdotally only. What is the fallout if all these people follow through that are saying that they've made up their mind, they're not doing it? All the teachers, all the drivers, all the police, all the military, all the nurses, in some cases doctors. What's the result of all of this? Anyway, here's Fauci saying, because we're in a pandemic, I'm comfortable with telling people what to do. I'm not comfortable listening to you because you're wrong 90% of the time. Listen.
When we're talking about essential workers maybe going off the job, like half of a police force, should local officials or should corporate executives back off enforcing these mandates?
Well, Chris, I mean, I'm not comfortable with telling people what they should do under normal circumstances, but we are not in normal circumstances right now. Take the police. We know now the statistics. More police officers die of COVID than they do in other causes of death. So it doesn't make any sense to not trying to protect yourself as well as the colleagues that you work with.
I don't know if you saw it's kind of gone viral, this video of ESPN, an ESPN reporter, Allison Williams. She decided, rather than go along with the mandate, that she's leaving her job. And she says, I am so morally and ethically not aligned with this. On the legal side of this, where is this headed? I think it's going to be all over the place. I think you're going to see a rush of lawsuits, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time. Daniel Sir, managing attorney, Liberty Justice Center, has filed a new case on behalf of 6 nurses in Illinois, asking for a religious exemption because they were denied. Riverside Health denies religious exemptions for COVID vaccinations. One nurse has already been fired. The others face termination on October the 31st. That's not very long from now. Counselor, welcome to the program. Daniel, how are you?
Thanks for having me on, Sean. It's great to be here.
All right. So now, for whatever reason, they've made that decision, right? I mean, is there any convincing them of taking the vaccine, or they've made up their mind?
No. If you ask these nurses, every single one of them would say, I will quit my job rather than compromise my beliefs. That's how strongly they feel about this.
This is where I now see it as well. It's sort of like, there's no point talking about abortion anymore with most people, because most people have made up their minds. And they even will give you very specific answers about why they're either pro-life or pro-choice, but only pro-choice up until the first trimester, and that's it. Why they're against late-term abortion. Most people will give you an answer. But if you have a discussion with people, it's usually not going to end with, oh, you just changed my mind, right?
Yeah, these nurses, these are deeply held beliefs. They are sincere beliefs. They all are committed to their faith. And their employer should not be forcing them to choose between continuing their faith commitments and continuing in their job. That's just wrong. And it's illegal on top of it.
So we got a glimpse into how the courts can go either way on this. With, for example, the New York court, I was rather surprised by the decision supporting religious exemptions. But then you have other situations, other courts are making decisions that don't support any exemptions at all. By the way, the whole idea of one-size-fits-all medicine scares me anyway, because there are people with rare conditions that couldn't get the vaccine if they wanted to, or at least not with the doctor's recommendation. But people have, you know, the people that I speak to, that I've talked to, you know, they usually have pretty informed answers as to why they don't want to get the vaccine.
That's right, Sean. These nurses are thoughtful. They are passionate about their patients. They've been on the front lines of this pandemic every day, day in and day out, for the past 20 months. And they just, they know, in this particular case, they know the science of how, you know, babies are formed, and they believe, as they do with their faith, about the dignity of the unborn child. And so they have a religious objection to these vaccines. But what's important is the law protects them, just like
in, the in their case, you're talking about fetal tissue. Is the crux of their argument based more on the use of fetal tissue research as part of the manufacturing of these vaccines?
That's right, Sean. For them, they are deeply pro-life. That pro-life commitment comes from their faith and their religious background, and the law protects their faith, just like the law protects other people in their faith. That's what's so important about this principle of conscience. It protects all of us in our right to believe whatever it is we believe, and prevent a government or an employer from coming in and coercing us to compromise these most deeply held values.
Are they given an option, meaning would they have the option of every day going into work, getting tested before they were allowed to work that day? Is that option available for your clients?
No, Sean, the hospital here has issued a blanket denial of every exemption request for anyone who comes near patients. They've given no alternative. They've given no accommodation. Their attitude is, we don't care what you've done the last 20 months. Hit the road if you're not willing to get on board with this mandate. And my clients, they are staying strong on their beliefs. They are fighting back in court because they're not going to compromise on their faith, and they shouldn't have to lose their job because of it.
You know, it's particularly offensive to me, especially nurses and frontline healthcare workers, because, you know, in the early days of COVID, when we knew less than we knew now, I mean, they were walking into a petri dish every day and diving on COVID grenades every day, and many of them ended up getting COVID as a result. So I find it pretty offensive that the way to say thank you for them risking their lives to save other people's lives is either do what we say or we're going to fire you, one size fits all medicine. Why wouldn't they give them the option of getting tested every day?
You'd think that common sense would prevail here, Sean, but unfortunately, you know, common sense is just not what characterizes so much of our society. That's what you hear on your program every day. You know, in this particular instance, these nurses have been on the front lines, as you say, and all they're asking is that their employer respect their right to hold their beliefs, and they're willing to realize an accommodation to continue to protect patients, but they just want to live out their faith. And part of that faith is their passion, their vocation, their calling to be nurses.
You know, it really is mind-numbing. Let's talk about how you see this unfolding legally, because it's not just your challenge and the religious exemption challenge, but there are other people with a whole variety of reasons that have made similar decisions. And for whatever reason, that nobody's been able to convince them to get the vaccine. So they've made their decision, and they're adults. So we kind of have had that debate, and they've made up their minds. Now what's going to happen legally? You're going to see, what, a flurry of lawsuits, probably class action by the time this is all said and done. Do you think the Supreme Court ultimately takes this on?
I think one case that's absolutely headed to the Supreme Court is this illegal mandate from OSHA and the Biden administration. There is no doubt in my mind, Sean, that this all-employer mandate...
Explain why legally.
Yeah, so OSHA, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, like, their job is to make sure when you're at work, your workplace has in place safe practices to protect you from, you know, toxic chemicals, something like that. This is a society-wide disease, and what they are trying to do is go beyond what the law empowers OSHA to do and regulate a social problem through any lever they can. And I think the Supreme Court is going to say public health is a state function. In our democracy, we have states and the federal government. They have different jobs protecting public health generally. The reason we've seen it be governors and not the president doing a lot of the regulating in the last year is because public health is committed to the states, and it is not the job of the federal government. And when they do this kind of stuff through administrative rule, it is massive overreach, and the Supreme Court's going to shoot it down, just like they did when they tried to regulate the entire housing market through the eviction moratorium.
Unbelievable. Well, we wish you a lot of luck. Daniel, keep us up to speed in your case. Let's see what happens with these nurses, and we may end up with a Supreme Court case just on this aspect alone. We'll see over time. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for caring about freedom, John. Thanks for caring about our clients.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HometitleLock.com. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Andrew is in Minnesota, a liberal that doesn't like me, apparently. What's up, Andrew? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm glad you called, and I don't care if you like me or not. I don't give a rat's, you know what. Go ahead.
Sure. Oh, I'm not here to pick any bones with you personally. I just want to say, so like, I've been hearing the argument lately in opposition to the vaccine mandates, that it should be a decision between a person and their doctor, which I don't know anybody that's disagreeing with that. And there is this false equivalency that's being drawn between the my body, my choice argument and this here. And so the inconsistency that I see is in one regard, you say that this decision should be between somebody and their doctor, but in the other regard, completely reject the idea that that should be a decision between a person and their doctor. To me, that seems like a blatant inconsistency, and I was hoping...
No, I'm saying the inconsistency is just the opposite. You have it asked backwards. And that is, the where are the people that say, my body, my choice, right? And versus, where are those same people when it comes to the vaccine mandate? Now, do you agree with one-size-fits-all medicine? Has any of your research shown you that there are rare conditions where doctors would recommend their patients not get the vaccine? Have you read any of that?
No, sir, but I also haven't heard.
Well, hang on, but I have. But I have, and I've interviewed people that have these rare conditions. That's number one. Number two, my question is, you know, you support the mandate. Why not give people the option if they wanted to get tested every day as they go into work for whatever reason they have a different point of view than you?
Is that currently not what the federal law says should be done?
No, there's a lot of hospitals that are demanding that you either get the vaccine or you're being fired. Same with police departments and the same with the military. Get it or get fired. There's no other option.
Sure. In every single one of those examples, you have, not with the military, right? Because that's a federal organization. You have state laws and federal laws that dictate what the police do. But it's specifically with the hospitals, like this is an organization that is responsible for the betterment of society and the health of its population.
Excuse me, the people that you're talking about are the people that in the worst moments of COVID, unlike you and me, walked into a petri dish of COVID every day and dove on one COVID grenade after another. Many of them got COVID as a result. Many believe in the science of natural immunity. Whether you agree with them or not is not the question. Now we're going to fire those people and not give them the option of being tested so they can be safe for their fellow employees. That doesn't seem right to me.
Sure. Well, you're putting words in my mouth there.
So you don't support mass firing of people if they choose not to get the vaccine?
It's a yes or no.
You either support a vaccine mandate with no other options or you don't. What do you or not?
It depends. If it's from the federal government, then I...
Okay. No distinction. If nurses decide they don't want the vaccine for whatever reason, whether you strongly disagree or not, that's not the question. This is their decision, their body, their choice, right?
Sure.
If they decide no, should they be given the option of at least being tested once a day?
I don't know if I have a problem with that. But whenever it comes to...
You don't have a problem. You don't seem to care too much that the very people that dove on COVID grenades in the middle of this Adam Schiff show that did it to save the lives of other people that they don't even know, they don't get any credit for that whatsoever in your mind. They get credit in my mind. I'm grateful to them.
I don't. There's nothing that I have said that goes along with what you're saying right now, for example. Like, I've got all kinds of...
You don't seem passionate at all. The people that were on the front lines, many that have natural immunity, have made it, for whatever reason, made their choice. They're now going to get fired. You don't seem to give a rip. Private companies, public hospitals, private hospitals. It doesn't matter. Should these nurses be fired?
I think that reasonable.
So it's taking me 10 minutes to get out of you that you agree that they shouldn't be fired. Okay.
So it's obvious that I have some ignorance in this regard. So like,
that's usually the case with liberals, but we make exceptions for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I appreciate you having me on here, man. So like, they are saying that you have to get vaccinated or you have to get fired. There is no room for any leeway in between, specifically with just
in a lot of industry, including some police departments, some hospitals and the military. That is correct.
Well, I don't know. You're not going to get a strong position on me.
What about people that have deeply held religious views? Would you support religious exemptions? I'm sure as a liberal, you support conscientious objectors, right?
I mean, I do. So it's
you
difficult
do?
For me. It's difficult for me.
So like, so what if, so what if the, what so is, what's what the difference the, here?
Well, what's defined as a legitimate religious exemption?
My religious faith does not allow for me to take the vaccine that has fetal tissue research involved in it.
So have the leaders of all the world's organized religions, like major organized...
It doesn't matter whether we don't need to ask that. We have people that are seeking a religious exemption for deeply held religious views. Do you support their religious exemption argument?
I I find it highly suspect that in most cases...
Highly suspect? Who are you to question their religion? I'm not questioning your faith. I would assume that if you have a particular faith, it's a deeply held view of yours. Who am I to question your deeply held view?
Where were all these... like very strongly held religious convictions whenever all their children
many
are
people have them
whenever their children are vaccinated to go to school. We are all vaccinated as a society and have been for decades now, and I don't remember this being a big argument.
Not on the issue of fetal tissue. There's been a lot of people have taken this stand over the years.
Seems like it's pretty loud right now, and it's awfully convenient, don't you think?
I think, but no, because it's been, I follow news every day. This has come up quite often, as a matter of fact. You know, the bottom line is this, you know, you don't know, I'm not telling people, I'm telling people something that is fairly unique, apparently, because there's a lot of people playing doctor on radio and TV. I refuse to do it. There's a lot of people in the punditry world that are playing doctor. A lot of people in Washington that are playing doctor. The one thing they all have in common is none of them have ever been to a medical school, never have served an internship or a residency. They've not been on the front lines. They've never done any medical research. But with, you know, one size fits all medicine, you must get the shot. Okay, that's their view. I don't feel comfortable. I'll tell you why. Andrew, you're from Minnesota. Do I know one single thing about your medical history? Do I?
No, you don't.
Do I know a single thing about your current medical condition?
No, you don't.
Okay. Now, am I wrong to say to everybody in this audience, please, I've seen the worst of this. You got to take this sucker seriously. We've lost 730,000 Americans. Take it seriously. Do your own research. And I'm not talking about breaking down the sequence or the genome of the coronavirus. Research, do you know what an mRNA vaccine is? Do you know what it's about?
Yep.
What is it? You don't know, do you? You don't know. Just admit it, Andrew. It's okay. Andrew? Hello? So is it something I said, Linda?
I don't know. Maybe something.
I think he got called out for being ignorant.
You know what the problem is, though? It was such a good conversation because he actually said... I'm ignorant on this topic, or I don't know this. And
I agree. It was not a bad conversation. I wasn't being mean to him.
No, it was a good conversation. But the problem is that the second that it was something like about religion, it's like, you know, no, MMR, you know, rubella, measles, mumps, these things, like they weren't tested on fetal tissue. We know that COVID-19 vaccines were tested on fetal tissue. We have that information from inside.
Here was my next question, though. And this is why I'm asking people to take it seriously and do their own research. That's the next thing I say. And I mean research. I mean read. Because most people don't know what a monoclonal antibody is. And it is shown, to me, it's shown the most promise. And if whether you, now that we have breakthrough cases, and then you have the unvaccinated cases, I don't want anyone in this audience not knowing what Plan B is. Plan B is... you got the vaccination, you got the booster even, and now you have to get a breakthrough case. What are your options then? Most people
But Sean,
don't
can
know.
Can I say something? And I feel real, as you know, I feel very passionate about this, and I keep my personal opinions on this to myself to some degree because people's medical
By the way, thank God if they ever heard it.
Very funny. But in all seriousness, you know, I just can't imagine saying to somebody, you know, as a nation, we want you to be healthy. We want you to be, you know, in a good place. We want to be able to have a long and healthy life. We live in the greatest country in the world. We're so grateful for it. But by the way, we're going to ration medicines that don't need to be rationed. We're going to shut down ports that don't need to be shut down. We're going to put masks on kids who aren't as susceptible to this virus. None of the data supports it. We now know that the PCR tests don't work. There's all of this data. And I just feel like the science
I wouldn't stay with that last statement. There PCR tests, mm-hmm. you know, generally work. There are examples of false positives. It's not a perfect test.
The point that I'm making is that the CDC has said that the amount of false positives and misinformation and data collection they've gotten from them have now made them decide, as of the summer of 2021, that they will discontinue the use as of December 2021 and begin using something else in January. Maybe the Abbott test. I don't know. But the bottom line is we're still adhering to the results of a test that we now give faulty positives. So what I'm trying to understand is, when is the science convenient to us? When do we start to make decisions?
Well, you're hitting, I'm going to take it from a different vantage point, and that is, they've only used the science that is convenient for them.
100%.
That's why, you know, for Joe Biden to only one time mention monoclonal antibodies when we're in the middle of a massive new variant where people that are fully vaccinated, just like the government asked them to do, are getting infected with COVID. What's the next option?
Right.
Now, granted, Delta didn't result in as many hospitalizations and deaths. That data is in, too. But what about the next variant where maybe it does? I mean, these viruses often take on new qualities, and the original vaccination is for the original variant, if you will.
That's right.
The original virus.
That's right.
The virus now evolves into something completely, not completely different. I mean, a lot of the sequencing remains the same, but it is a different virus.
But the point, Sean, is that you love medicine. You are obsessed with this stuff. I am not. I have gotten obsessed with it just because of the fact that I feel that the government overreach has a lot more to do with politics than it has to do with keeping me healthy. Because if the government really cared about keeping me healthy, they would say, well, let's use whatever works for the patient, which could be any number of different drugs or any mixture of drugs. And that would be the conversation between you and your physician. Unfortunately, that's not happening because of all of the various people that are in place at different pharmaceutical companies, their relationships with the government, what they think everybody should do. But it's not one size fits all, as you say all the time. And in personal situations, you know, I had a friend that I talked to this weekend. She has a neurological disorder. She can't take the vaccine. She has a medical exemption. Here's the interesting part. She works the last 15 years of her life in telemed. She is a telemed nurse, only works long before COVID, on computers, on phones. And they're telling her they're going to fire her unless she gets the vaccine. Why? She doesn't see patients. She talks to them on the phone or via computer. These are the things that don't make sense to me.
There's a lot of, but there's too many examples. You know, look, I particularly feel strongly, I'm putting aside the vax or not vax debate. For whatever reason, people have made up their mind. People in the military, police officers, nurses and the military in particular, to me, I find it grossly repulsive and offensive that the people that dove on COVID grenades, most of whom actually ended up getting it, most of the people that I know that worked in any hospital setting in New York during the middle of this, in the beginning of this, when we knew less about this, with almost without exception, they got it.
They took that risk.
They took the risk to save lives. And the way we thank them is firing them. I'm sorry, I find that an unacceptable option. And there ought to be accommodations. If you want to test them every day, go ahead. Shove the stupid swab up their nose, run it around each nostril 3 times, wait the 10 or 15 minutes and get the results. And if they're negative, let them go to work and let them feed their family and let them keep their pension.
And let them see their children and don't take their children away from them.
Yeah. And I listen, the cart before the horse. Where is the science showing that we need to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds? I want to see it. I have yet to see that science.
Agreed.
I'd like to see it.
It's wrong.
They say follow the science,
agree. But
they only say follow the science when it's convenient to follow the science. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today as we kick off a new week here. Loaded up tonight, Hannity, 9 Eastern, Fox News, Eric Trump, Kayleigh McEnany, Leo 2.0, Terrell, Newt Gingrich, Pam Bondi, Stephen Miller, Greg Jarrett, Lindsey Graham. News you won't get from the mob, all happening tonight at 9. Set your DVR. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. As always, thanks for being with us. You make this show possible. We will never forget it. See you tonight.
Biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.